You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has decided to reinstate the Auckland Light Rail project 10 months after it was shelved. It has now set up a quote-unquote establishment unit to gather information that will report back to Cabinet in 6 months. Joining me on the line now is Transport Minister Michael Woods. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora.
Thanks for joining on the show. So what does the establishment unit do?
Establishment unit has three main jobs. One is to develop real consensus about the direction of this project, to look into the core issues that decide its direction. What route will it take? What is the mode? Does it go at street level? Is it a metro system that goes underground? And to answer questions around what organisation will deliver the project, and to give information around the costings. It's also got a job in terms of developing what we call social licence, which is making sure that the community understands this project, understands what's driving it, and that there's broad support out there for what we're doing. And we've recognised that that's something that probably has drifted away over the last couple of years because there hasn't been good community engagement about it. And finally, the job of the establishment unit is to develop an indicative business case to come back to Cabinet at the end of this year and say, this is the way that we're recommending this project goes forward so that we can make a good decision about that. So it's about drawing a line under the previous processes that we've had, that haven't really engaged Aucklanders, having that conversation, and then we get to make decisions towards the end of this year to get things moving.
Right. You said the previous process didn't involve Aucklanders enough. So what's going to be different with this establishment unit?
Well, its job will be to be a public-facing, open organisation that goes out there and engages with stakeholders and people across Auckland about this issue. The previous process was basically a closed-off commercial and confidence process where there was no engagement with the community. And I don't think that was the right way of dealing with something of this scale. This will be the most significant transport investment in Auckland since the Auckland Harbour Bridge. It'll shape the city for 100 years to come. It'll impact on housing, how communities function, how people move around the city, and has major benefits in terms of reducing carbon emissions. So we need to involve Aucklanders in any decision about that scale. All the feedback that I've had from people is that people across Auckland recognise that we need this kind of investment. They know that we need high-quality, rapid public transport to decongest the city, but they want to be involved in the conversation about exactly how we deliver it and how that happens.
But it's been 10 months since the project was shelved. What happened that led to the government to change its mind?
Well, look, what happened in the last term is that we had what was called the twin track process, which was that commercial and confidence process I spoke about, where two rival bids from the New Zealand Super Fund and from Waka Kotahi were sort of considered in a very closed process. There was also a challenge, frankly, in the last term where we had partners in government who didn't really agree with the direction of this project. And it just got to a point where by the middle of last year, it wasn't able to proceed because of those complications. It wasn't completely closed down at that stage because what Cabinet said was that it asked the Ministry of Transport to report back to the Minister of Transport about how the project could be taken forward through a public service delivery model. I got that report as the new Minister of Transport at the very end of last year. And so I spent the last few months working up a model for how we can move forward. And really the outcome of that has been the creation of this establishment unit to do the work that I've described. And just to be really clear about this, the establishment unit operates for 6 months. The intention is that we then make decisions and then move into a delivery phase with a new entity whose job will be to actually deliver the project.
Right, and on the delivery part, because the Ministry of Transport officials warned the previous government that the light rail is quote-unquote too complex for a single public agency to deliver it, have you solved this problem before restarting this project again?
Well, what the officials were identifying there is something that's quite right, is that we don't necessarily have an existing agency who can deliver a light rail project of this scale and complexity, because we haven't done projects like this in Auckland before. It is a very, very new project to build a light rail system through an existing part of Auckland with hundreds of thousands of people living and working and moving every single day. So it's a completely new discipline to bring to bear on our infrastructure planning in Auckland. So what we've said to the establishment unit is that we want their advice on the best entity to deliver the project, and we said that there are two particular options. One is to ask City Rail Link Limited, the company that currently is delivering the CRL, to pick up this project. And obviously they're delivering the current most significant, largest infrastructure project in the country. They've got tunnelling capacity, they've got relationships across Auckland, they're employing a huge number of people to construct a complex transport project in an urban environment, so potentially they are well suited to this project. The other alternative would be to create a new joint venture between the Crown, the government, and local government, and then to kit it out with the resources, the expertise that it needs. So the establishment unit will look into that and they'll come back and tell us which they think the best option is.
And on the route of the light rail, are you expecting to still be all the way from the CBD to the airport?
Yes, I am. That is the plan, is to have a line that goes the full length of that route. But one thing that I'm also being really clear about, and I think perhaps in the past we've sort of leaned on that description, it's about travelling between this central city and the airport a bit too much, because it's about much, much more than that. Only a minority of people who use this piece of infrastructure will take a journey from the city centre to the airport. It's about building a connected rapid transit system for Auckland. It's about a central spine to that network that links into heavy rail, that links into bus networks, that can be the starting point for a further expansion of light rail, potentially to the northwest and the North Shore, that helps people make journeys all around their communities and all around the city. So yes, it will go from the city centre to the airport, but it's got a much, much bigger job in terms of unlocking the potential of rapid transit to really reduce congestion and improve many people's lives in Auckland.
Right, but considering Labour has been putting forward having to build a light rail since the 2017 election, and frankly now the stage is going back to another working group, do you reckon the past couple of years has been, pardon me for saying this, for a waste of time?
Well, look, I understand the frustration that people feel around that. I feel it myself. You know, I live in my electorate of Mount Roskill. I'm very aware of the congestion, the need for this investment to unlock our city and to stop Auckland from choking on its own growth. So I want to see it move forward quickly as much as anyone else. The reality in the last term, very difficult to progress a project of this scale when you had partners in government who didn't agree. That was the political reality at the time. The opportunity we have now is that we have a government that's got a clear mandate, that campaigned on this and said that we would deliver this project and is totally committed to doing so. And the other thing I'd say is that the last 3 years, while it's been frustrating that it hasn't progressed as quickly as we would want, actually a lot of work was done. A lot of work has been done by Auckland Transport. A lot of work has been done by Waka Kotahi. And as we go into this process now with the establishment unit, as a result, we're not starting from scratch, and they will be able to draw on that work, draw on that expertise that has been built up over the last 3 years. So we will still be able to make use of it.
Right. So after the establishment unit finishes its work in 6 months, reports back to Cabinet, and assuming it is a positive result, how quick can we see construction for the light rail start?
Well, what we'd be doing at that point is transitioning from the establishment unit to the new delivery entity, as I said, either CRL or a new joint venture. That body at that point will then have to do further work. So they'll have to do the detailed planning, they'll have to get into the process of talking to the market, doing procurement and that kind of thing. And so it's just a little bit early for me to give a clear start date for when we'll start seeing shovels in the ground. It would be my hope that we can achieve that before the end of this parliamentary term, but ultimately it will be dictated by the solution that we arrive at as a part of this process, and then the work that the new delivery entity does. I'll be working with them as closely as possible to convey a sense of urgency and to try and make sure that we get delivery happening as quickly as we can.
Great. Transport Minister Michael Wood, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.